Today's show is brought to you by Smoked Honey. If you guys live in California or you're moving to California anytime soon, you have to try out Smoked Honey Liquid Gold. Smoked Honey makes the absolute best, tastiest, highest quality distillate products in the world. If you like to smoke weed, if you like to vape, this is it. I used to strictly smoke flower, strictly smoke weed that you grow, and now I have personally made the switch over to vape. It's convenient. It's easy. You could walk around, walk down the street. You don't have to look like a weirdo. You don't have to find an alleyway. It is just such a better experience if you're an adult and you're trying to just get a little bit stoned. Smoked Honey, they have the best of the best products. They're available in California. And if you guys are using a dispensary that doesn't have Smoked Honey, make sure you request it. Smoked Honey is the shit. Not only do they have the vape cartridges that you smoke, but they also have these incredible dab darts. So if you like to dab, it's a great way to dab. Makes it super simple. You just squeeze a little bit of dab dart right onto whatever your dab rig is. Or you can actually eat Smoked Honey. It's super sweet and delicious. You can put it on a cookie, cracker, or whatever you want. Once again, guys, request Smoked Honey at your local dispensary or through your local delivery service if they're not already carrying it. Otherwise, go buy that sweet, sweet, sweet Smoked Honey. All right, let's get into the show.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Aw, shit. Coming at you from the car. That's right, guys. We're in a car. We're in a Prius right now. We are on a road in San Diego-ish area, kind of, on our way to the La Jolla Comedy Store for a huge evening here. Infinite CBD presents Louis J. Gomez, presented by Louis J. Gomez. The tour is happening. We're underway. I am on my way to the La Jolla Comedy Store for our show tonight. So this will be coming out Friday morning. A little LA wrap-up show, if you will. But I'm in the car right now with my lovely girlfriend, Kimberly Congdon.
What's up?
And I'm also in the car, and that's going to be weird because we only have two microphones here, mm-hmm. So we're going to pass it around. But we have the mean boys here. We have Tom Goss.
What's up?
We have Connor McSpadden.
Blop, blop.
Hell yeah. And we have Keith Carey here as well.
I have to pee so bad.
Yeah.
It's terrifying because Connor's driving and he turned completely around to speak into the mic. Comedians will do anything to get on a podcast. We're
on
the highway.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. It's okay, though. I like it. I like the commitment to podcasting and the art of talking to people in their ears. So I don't know what's happening right now. I just got a little bit nervous when we turned into this lane. Take it, Connor. It's fine. It's okay. I'm really bad at this. I'm not going
to
talk.
Oh,
it's
man,
fine.
Dude. The art of talking to people into their ears. Oh, man.
I'm the best.
Yep. That's the fucking wit that built an empire, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Can I defend myself for a second? Connor started turning weirdly, and he's almost gotten us into three accidents. And I was just sort of watching the road.
I keep getting distracted by all the ethnic arguments going on in the back seat.
Yeah. There have been a few. Ethnic arguments sound very fun. What are we doing? We're going to the bathroom?
Yeah, Keith's got to pee, so.
You know, turn this air on. I know Kim just said I'm only hot because I'm arguing. I'm not arguing anymore. I'm podcasting.
We almost just crashed again.
And we almost crashed
again. The fucking gas station right. Wall because he's podcasting.
The podcasting's hard.
Okay, let me explain.
Every time he fucking drives, he does this. We weren't recording a podcast. Okay, he is the worst fucking driver I've ever been in a car with.
Well, now, here's the thing. We're supposed to tell this story about what's going on.
And I'm the only one interested enough to still
I know. Now Keith and Connor are both out of the car. I literally have been waiting to tell this fucking story until we pick up Tom.
They do this to me all the time. This is very uncomfortable. I'm in the car because I want to hear what the fuck happens.
I know. Well, I'll give a quick little brief synopsis, or I'll let everyone know where we're at before we get into the story. Last night, me and Kurt Metzger got into another thing, and we're still in the process of being in a thing. We're in the process of texting each other.
Was there a thing before this thing?
What?
You said another thing. Was there something?
Oh, there was another
before?
Thing. We're going to go back. We'll explain it all. We'll break this all down. We'll do a little bit of a Q&A. We'll explain to all the fans what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys had beef.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
If you guys could see how long this text thread is.
It's crazy. It's gotten...
I mean, it is a battle of mental illness here. It is.
There's a lot of text messages from Kurt Metzger right now. It's got crazy, okay? And listen, you guys can listen to the Legion of Skanks podcast. And we sort of, and it was a great show. First of all, we did Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. Mm-hmm. Okay, two live podcasts, sold out from the Belly Room. First half, we had Ryan O'Neill and Michael Bisping. In the second half, we had Jimmy Joseph from Hatebreed and Tony Hinchcliffe. And we had a really fun night. And the whole night sort of focused around Kurt Metzger being at the Comedy Store at the same time as me. And, you know, what had happened last time. And we sort of broke everything down and brought everyone on the journey. And it ended up with Kurt Metzger showing up at the store. And we really, really got into it.
We're going to have to retell this in 3 minutes.
Am I the only person who doesn't know what happened the last time?
No, they might not.
They know nothing.
Okay.
So
we need to wait for that.
I had no idea you guys were already feuded. I thought everything happened last night.
No. It's gotten crazy. So we're going to have to get into that. I'll say right now, if you love this show, we have over 300 episodes available on demand. GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. You get access to this show plus every other show on the network. I host 3 shows on the network plus the Roastmasters. The entire Roastmasters archives are available on the Comedy Fight Club bonus section. So use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Keep it if you like it. $7 a month ain't shit. That's for all the podcasts. 21 shows of the network. Holy fuck. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Connor McSpadden is walking back toward the car.
Keith
Carey's walking back to the car. We're back.
We're good.
So let me explain what happened.
All right.
Keith and Connor, you know nothing of the past?
Very, very little. I know that there was an incident. I know nothing about what it entailed.
I know that Lewis is almost certainly wrong, and I'm looking forward to having that confirmed.
So anytime I see Lewis tweet about something more than 3 times in a row, I'm like, oh, you're wrong, and you're digging your heels in.
All right, so I'll give you the quick version of what happened.
All right.
We were at the Bray. Yeah, we're back on the Real Ass Podcast. A little bit of a battery issue. I really wish we would have lost that first 6 minutes because I made that joke that I don't even know what I said. And then Connor started trashing me for it. And I don't feel like a headliner right now, guys. I really feel like a middle. Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. Where I was about to get into this story with them and tell them what happened with Kurt Metzger. Mm-hmm. Quick synopsis, okay? We're at the Bray Improv like 6 months ago. I'm hosting. He's doing a feature spot. Kim's doing a guest spot. Big J is headlining. But Kim goes up. In between Kim and Kurt, I do a joke. While I'm doing a joke, Kurt decides that it's my time's over, that he wants to rush me off stage. So he stands up in the middle of the crowd and starts lighting me with his cell phone. It's just not his place. So I'm like, he goes on stage. I'm pissed. So I go up to him after the show. And I'm like, yeah, dude, why'd you light me? You have to go somewhere? And he's like, no, I'm hanging out. So then I got pissed off. And I was like, what the fuck? You shouldn't do that. And we got into a whole big fucking thing at the Bray Improv where we have to be separated by security guards. That night, he starts texting me a bunch of crazy shit. He's going to fucking bash my skull in if I ever get in his face again, blah, blah, blah. And it just becomes a whole fucking, you know, pissing contest via text. So 6 months later, I'd say about that, maybe. Mm-hmm. We're doing our show last night, and I see that Kurt Metzger's on the lineup. And I haven't seen this guy since. And I'm pretty fucking salty about this still, because the way he's talking shit, you know, it's not just like, it got just kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It got like to a point where things were said between both of us that they're just not going to be on set. So we're just not boys now. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't like this guy. And he's always been a very, very dismissive kind of cunty dude to me. And I've known Kurt before I started doing comedy. I've known him literally like fucking, you know, 13, 14 years at least, you know? And Kurt's somebody that I've always looked up to in comedy as well. And you know, we create these platforms like Legion of Skanks, Gas Digital, and I've always been a very big fan and a big defender of him with his horse shit online and all the shit that he got into. I'm one of the first people that are kind of defending his right to have these thoughts. And it's just, after a while you go like, dude, fuck you, dude. That's sort of the attitude overall. I have come to a place where I almost am going like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to kiss your fucking ass. If you're going to be shitty, you're going to be shitty. But we had never had anything set us off. So that Brea incident was like sort of a culmination of him being shitty over the years. And, you know, the lighting was just sort of symbolic of who the fuck Kurt Metzger would be to me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in comedy knows this. You wouldn't do that to another comic. If it was your show, you're running the show in the light, you would. But that's the only case that you would do it. So
yeah, you don't just light another comic because you want to get on stage right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And don't have anywhere to go. You just want to get on stage early for no reason.
And if you had somewhere to go, I give them the benefit of the doubt, because a friend I would let get away with that if they had somewhere to go and they're like, dude, I gotta go. Like, I guess I could see myself doing that to somebody that I know, but even so, I wouldn't. But you could almost wrap your head.
But even that, it wouldn't have been a big fight. Like, it would have just been like, okay, whatever, dude, don't do that again.
So,
or whatever.
I see this is gonna be there last night. And I tell Jay and Dave, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to fucking see this guy because I know it's going to get weird. So as I'm walking into the Comedy Store, there's a line of people waiting to go into our show. I see Metzger. He sees me, and he makes a comment about it. Like, he makes some sort of like, and I ignore him because I don't want to get into it right before I'm about to start the show. I was like, let me not now. And I go upstairs. Now, at this point, I don't even realize what's going on outside. But, Kim, you could take over because I don't even... I wasn't here for this part.
Well, I show up to the Comedy Store, and I just walk in, and I look at the patio, and I see, like, Jay and Christine out there, and Metzger and Annie out there. So I walked out there.
Annie Letterman is his girlfriend.
Yeah, Annie Letterman is his girlfriend. And Kurt Metzger is screaming. He's screaming, like, he's a hack. And
Kim knew it was me immediately.
Instantly. I knew it was when he said hack. I was like, oh, shit, he's talking about Lewis. And so he was like, I'll beat his ass. I don't care. It's so funny because he said, I don't care how much MMA training he has. Which was a really, really great part of that.
I don't care that he's done 3 Groupons for strip mall karate. I'll take him on right now.
Connor just
Lewis did 9 whole push-ups and beat up a shitty dad. And I'll still take him out.
Hey, man, my fight was awesome. You shut your fucking faces, okay?
Are him and Jay still friends?
Yeah, him and Jay were... That's Jay's...
It's just you and Kurt.
That's Jay's daughter's godfather. Oh, shit. Is Kurt Metzger. Yeah. So...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, they're old. They were friends since they were, like, teenagers, okay? Jay and Kurt are sort of like me and Dave, you know? So,
Can I just point out what a terrible godfather to have? Like, if something goes wrong, oh, Kurt Metzger is going to have it all together. I mean, I don't know the guy. I've met him a couple times. I think he's very funny. But just, like, him taking care of a kid seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah. It probably wasn't a good decision on Jay's part. I think just that decision.
It's like making Charlie Sheen your godfather.
Yeah. His daughter should be taken away. We can all agree on that. Fine. You know, he's going to come in. So I see him as I'm walking in, and I ignore him. And he starts flipping out outside. And I start walking outside, and I see Dave. First, Dave's like, dude, don't go outside. Metzger's out there being a fucking lunatic right now.
I didn't say anything the whole time, by the way. They were talking shit for, like, 15 minutes. And I was just kind of, like, trying to stay out of it. But it was, like, shitty because they were, like, looking at me.
What were some of the things that Metzger was saying at that point?
He was like, I'm going to beat his fucking ass. I don't care. If he comes out here, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And Jay was like, just get in the car, man. Just get in the car. And, like, he was just ranting back and forth about how
he's
going to fight you.
And, by the way, he's screaming this in front of my girlfriend, my friends, and a line of fans waiting to come and see me.
Yeah.
Waiting to come and see me.
Well, what's stupid to me, too, is, like, okay, he knew he was on the lineup. He knew it was your show. So, like, just don't come. Just don't do that spot if you're him. You know what I mean?
No, he's not on the lineup on my show. He's in a different room.
Oh, okay.
It's not like on site I'm going to punch Kurt Metzger in the face.
Right.
You know, I'm a professional.
I don't mean because of you. I mean if he's so mad that he can't hold his shit together.
No, here's what I'm saying.
Either be cool or just don't go there.
The reason he got mad was because I ignored him, apparently. And he just took that as, like, disrespectful.
Like, you're trying to, like, big time him or, like, slight against him after what happened.
What happened was Christine and Jay were like, you know, their version of the event, which is probably closer to the truth, is that me and him are both kind of crazy.
Right.
And the La Brea thing was, you know, it's a combination of him being disrespectful. I probably overreacted in Brea, but it was still him being a disrespectful piece of shit. And, you know, so that's, I think, and when they were sort of articulating that set him off even more. Because in his mind, I came and threatened him for... nothing. Like, I just started threatening this guy.
So the fact that they gave him any responsibility
for it waked
him the fuck out.
I think it's lost on him that, you know, for years he's just been kind of shitty. And it you know, we had him on the show, we had him on the podcast years ago. The last time he was on the podcast was like 3 or 4 years ago, because he's so shitty to me and Dave when he's on the show that I'm going like, dude, I'm not putting together a fucking show where we, you know, have a lot of people that are listening to it where I'm going to be dismissed. It's just not worth it. Why would I ever do that? If you're not going to respect me, I'm not going to have you on the fucking show. Simple as that. So we didn't have Metzger on the show, even though, look, I've always been a fan of Metzger's. He's a brilliant comic. There's no,
you know, even though you're a dumb fucking idiot, I thought that was a pretty good point. I got to be...
So he's flipping out. Kim comes up and tells me, and she, after Dave says that, Dave really downplays it. He's like, yeah, don't go outside, Kurt. He's just out there being a fucking idiot. I'm like, oh, where is he at? And then I see Kim, and then Kim, she's just a Puerto Rican chick, because she's like, don't go outside. Kurt Metzger says he wants to fight you, and then she moved out of the way.
You should have seen me on my way up to the belly room stairs to tell him. I was like skipping on my toes and smiling.
Yeah, she's a crazy fucking bitch.
Like, the threat of a fight is to a Puerto Rican what Reese's Pieces are to E.T. Like, if you want to get him to go somewhere, you just leave a trail of potential combat.
There's only one way to stab a Puerto Rican. So, yeah, she tells me this, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, now he's talking shit in front of people, in front of my chick. So I run outside, and he's actually already gone. So I texted him back. Here, where's my phone?
You had no idea, but when you ran outside and they told you he was gone, he was actually in the car right next to you that was pulling out. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be like, that's him, baby.
Break his fucking windshield.
Get him, baby.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I texted him something along the lines of like, yeah, I heard you talking shit. Why don't you come back, you fucking faggot? And, he texted me back, oh, I have a show at 11:30. I'll be back later on. I have a show at 11:30. And then he started texting me like, just weirdly like, somewhat threatening stuff, like being like, you know, if you want to handle it how you want to handle it, you know, I'll be back at 11:30. And then it sort of became a whole, like, event for Legion of Skanks. Because we read the text messages on the show. And then it sort of became this buildup, like Metzger's come back at 11:30. This is an 8 o'clock show. We now have another show at 10:30. 11:30, Metzger's coming back. So right in the middle of the
people
next podcast.
People from the 8 o'clock show stayed for the 10 o'clock show.
Oh yeah, it was crazy
because of the potential.
It was so
fight.
Built up, and Bisping was there, so there's just a fight energy in the crowd. Ryan O'Neal was there. The whole show started off with us talking about me and Ryan O'Neal's fight, and then it's just slowly built, and he eventually ended up coming back to the store, and Babe, do you remember what happened on stage? That's where it's all kind of a blur.
I remember that you guys were talking, and you guys were both talking shit to each other, and it was whatever. And you guys were kind of fine. But then he tried to do this thing where he called you stupid, but he wasn't kidding.
Yeah, I don't know what he said.
And then you threw a glass of whiskey at him.
He said something. I don't.
You guys are like going back and forth, and then
the podcast will be up.
Louis, this is why you're so stupid. You don't get it. And then you were like, "Oh yeah, you're gonna call me stupid?
I'll show you how not stupid I am." And then you flung liquor at him.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I didn't. I hit. Here's what happened. The glass, it was a cup. Thankfully, it was a cup of whiskey. It hit. It just pegged Big J square in his nose. And then all of the liquid and ice from it, Big J basically created like a shield. And it kind of splattered off of his body, and Kurt was right next to Jay, so it didn't hit Kurt at all. It just went around Kurt and on to Tony Hinchcliffe.
So, that's how you know God's real.
So that's...
This is bullshit. I'm going to call Rogan. I'm calling Diaz, Bert Kreischer. I'm furious. I love pussy.
I'm one of the youngest rising comics in whiskey.
So I threw the drink at him, and then it became a thing where, you know, the comedy store. You guys can get this version of what happened on stage on the latest Legion of Saints, because it became a blur. By the way, this is the late show. You know, we had already done two shows. I'm drunk on whiskey. I'm furious. I'm heated. I see red. I don't really remember the parameters of what happened on stage. I was already so worked up, and it wasn't like I just wanted to fucking punch the guy. We were playing it up like very big, and it was really like pro wrestling. But if he would have come in and we would have just had a conversation, and he would have had some semblance of respect for the fact that, dude, you're still coming onto my show in front of my crowd. Like, you're not. It's just fucking just straight up like just talking down to, you know? And at that point, I'm just like, fucking, you know, fuck you, dude. I didn't have any part of me that was trying to be a performer anymore. I just wanted to fucking fist fight this guy.
I get you black out when you're that mad. When did it go from being pro wrestling to fucking real?
Yeah.
Well, no, like,
well, you're asking when.
Yeah, yeah.
When he came in, it just started getting like tense, you know, and he wasn't. Yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't remember exactly what happened. You got to listen to the Legion of Skanks or watch the latest episode of Legion of Skanks, because he just fucking, it was a couple times him just calling me stupid. And I was like, all right, fuck it, cool. And then I just threw the drink at him, and that was that. And then I wanted to just fight him. Then at that point, I just wanted to fight Kurt Metzger. And by the way, he's outside talking shit 2 hours before, saying he's going to kick my ass, he's going to stab me, he's saying I'll stab him like his father. This is what he said. This is what people told me. And in my mind, I'm going, cool, I want you to. I literally want you to fucking pull out a knife right now so I can take it from you and beat the shit out of you anyway. Like, I see red like that. So, you know, look, I'm not justifying the behavior. It's not right. People shouldn't act that way. But I'm just explaining what happened and where my head was at.
But it was fun.
So I go, the show's over, right? They end it. They're like, holy shit, we got to stop this. The show's over. So I go outside and Dave.
Cam, I feel like you just masturbate to parking lot disputes. You know, like there's a whole X Videos channel where it's just Jude's like peacocking outside of 7-Eleven. You're like, oh, daddy.
It's a website called Florida Star.
So I go outside and Jay and Dave, they're both like, oh, he's already gone, dude. And I just see the lie in their eyes. So I beeline it right by them, and I go out to the front of the Comedy Store, and Kurt and his girlfriend are standing there.
This is the part that pissed me off.
So then I run over to them, and I'm like, and by the way, I'm not just going to start swinging on him. I'm saying, Kurt, come fucking talk to me, because I'm at the Comedy Store now. I'm not trying to like get into a fight at the store. I have the bouncers and security and people saying, hey, dude, not here. So I'm like, Kurt, why don't we take a fucking walk up the road? Let's just take a walk up the road. I was going to take you to the place where we first made out, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You know that little hill?
Yes, I remember the hill.
To the left. I swear to God.
That's why were you going to take me there in anger?
Oh, no, I thought it was romantic. He was going to take Kurt to the first place he hit you. Like that.
So, yeah, I was going to take him there. It's whatever it is when you pass the hotel to Sunset.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you go and then you make the first left after the hotel, it's a little hill. Yeah. And that's where I first pushed Kim's head against that fucking thing.
He literally forced me to kiss him.
It was great. She loved it. She loved, baby, did you not love it? I said, come make out with me around the corner. And then she went, no. And then she walked there with me.
I don't know why you and Metzger don't get along. You both seem to agree that rape is kind of a gray issue.
So I was like, take a walk with me. You wanted to fucking talk all that shit, right? Outside, you want to talk all that shit? Come take a walk with me. You're a fucking tough guy via text. You're a tough guy when I'm not standing right there. And now he's like not looking at me. He's like laughing, but he's like looking down. And I'm going, you keep on fucking laughing. Come walk with me, you fucking pussy. And at this point, Big J and Dave are kind of pushing me away from him. And Kim is with them over in front of the Comedy Store. And Metzger and Annie are acting like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
That's what I hate. That's what made me mad, is that they came out front. And like as soon as the Comedy Store managers were out there and like security was out there and it was like a scene, like as soon as a bunch of people were out there, they were like, oh, I don't know why he's acting like this.
Yeah,
and and it's like, I hate that shit. It's like, just own it. Either you just have to keep talking shit or you should have never started. Like, that's how it has to go. Like, you can't just pretend that you're, like, above it once there's eyes on the situation.
Yeah,
and you know what I'm saying?
And by the way, I was only even mad. I ignored him. He walked into the store. I fucking ignored him because I did not want to get into a thing. And I was like, I know this isn't going to go anywhere productive. And then he started fucking screaming shit in front of my girlfriend and fans. And what do you want me to say here? At that point, I'm just not... you know, people are like, dude, this is the Comedy Store. You gotta be careful. I was like, what do you want me to say? I'm not built the way where I'm really worried about what venue I'm in or what fucking, you know, where, you know, I'm kind of fucked up. I don't think of things like normal people. So all of those things that really bother most people, they kind of fall to the wayside. And I'm like, I just want to fucking fist fight this guy. And yeah, I couldn't. And so Kim's over there and they're just kind of being phony. So this is a great moment. This is the moment that I realized that I actually did like Kim.
We've lived together.
This is the moment, babe, that I was like, you know what? I actually might start being
dating
exclusive
her?
With this girl. You know what? No more other chicks now, babe.
Okay, good.
But what happened? So what was Annie saying? What was Kurt saying? What were you saying?
Well, they were just like, but they were kind of pulling the whole, like, I don't know why he's acting this way. Like, he's being like such a crazy Puerto Rican. And I went over to Kurt and I was like, Kurt, and I made sure like everyone paid attention. I was like, you know, I've been like neutral in this whole thing. And like, you know, I've been cool with you and you and Melissa have been fighting for a while and I've been cool with you and Annie. I was like, but you are a pussy. You were just saying out back that you were going to beat him up. You were going to kill him. You wanted him to die. You were going to beat the fuck out of him. And now you're standing up here like, you didn't cause this issue. I was like, he's right there. Go beat him up. Like, you were just.
She's egging him on. She's like, go beat him up.
And then there were some fans watching, and I remembered them from the back, and they were like nodding. I was like, did you guys hear Kurt saying he was going to kill Lewis? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, you see that? Everybody heard you saying it. Go do it. And then Annie goes, shut the fuck up, Kim. Like, in front of everyone. She goes, Kim, shut the fuck up. And then I took her glasses off and I threw them.
She grabbed her glass off her face, which, by the way, aren't prescription. There's some fucking hipster douchebag fucking lenses. And she threw them on the floor and said, make me shut the fuck up, bitch. Real ass cunt of the month.
And then you kissed.
This just feels like I've been listening to someone describe an episode of a bad reality show to me. We're just like, oh, and then the other mob wife said, fuck you, lady.
I like hearing Kim, like, calmly describe bad advice. She's like, well, you said you wanted to fight him, so now you're bound by dumb shit law to fist fight in this parking lot.
Yeah, but fuck it.
Don't pretend you're confused at why he's angry, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why he's acting like
this. I mean,
like,
he's also saying shit. He's calling me a fucking hack at a comedy club. Hack is the nigger of comedy words. What?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's still the that of comedy words.
Yeah, when you're
like,
talking to black comics.
I got
to
get the car wash now.
Yeah, we didn't have to edit you saying hack out of the last episode of Mean Boys.
I hate hacks.
Oh, my God, all these hacks have moved into the neighborhood.
Ask me, they should go back to Hackfrica.
Okay, let's take a moment and talk about another one of our sponsors, which is MyOne, the perfect fit condom, okay? MyOne, if you guys don't know, has 10 different lengths, 9 different widths, for a total of 60 different sizes of condom, okay? A lot of the time when people don't like wearing condoms, we all talk about this all the time on the show, nobody likes wearing a condom. The reason you don't like it is because it does not fit correctly. It's either too big, too small. It is not the absolute perfect fit that you need. Think about this, man. If you have a sock that doesn't fit right, how uncomfortable is it? Is it fun to walk in? No, right? It squeezes your foot a little bit too tight, or it's a little bit too loose. It's annoying. It's slipping down your ankle. This is not the experience that you guys want. This is a technological breakthrough that is going to change your life. Customized condoms that actually fit and feel like there's really nothing there. Store-bought condoms are uncomfortable. Name the last time you were like, oh my God, condoms, woohoo. Doesn't happen, okay? Here's the deal. You got to go to myonecondoms.com. That's all the way spelled out. MyOne, MyOne, condoms, condoms.com/realass. Or click the link in the episode description, okay? What you do is you let them know your measurements. And if you don't know your measurements, they can print out an easy-to-use kit, okay? But you know what your measurements are. Let's get real. And then what they're going to do is they're going to send you high-quality, individually-wrapped condoms. The best part of all of this is they're going to hook you up with a free sample pack. That's right. Absolutely free. Go try the perfect fitting condoms at myonecondoms.com. All the way spelled out. MyOne, condoms, condoms.com/realass. They're going to hook you up with the perfect fitting condom absolutely free. You just pay $2 shipping. Okay, you're going to love it. And if you decide to get any lube or any other products that they have on the website and you use the code realass, you actually save 30%. Christmas season is coming up. This is a great website if you wanted to go for a loved one, a partner, a wife, a husband, a boyfriend, a mistress, whoever it is that you're in love with and you want to have sex with. This is a great website to go buy other stuff besides their amazing condoms. So check out the entire website, myonecondoms.com, and use that promo code REALASS if you purchase anything. But make sure you get that free condom. I'm going to tell you right now, go get those free condoms right now. Get the perfect fitting condom. It's going to change your life. All right, let's get back into it. So then, you know, I see him, and now Annie is like, oh, shit, now I'm going to get beat up by Kim. And, you know, the crowd is just like, oh, I see. Oh, that's all I heard. I didn't even know that happened.
I don't
afterwards.
Think that was expected because Annie did not, I didn't hear anything. She called me sweetie after that.
Yeah, she knew.
Now, I'm just curious, did Annie, was she there for the whole incident, or
Annie
was she just going off Kurt's report?
Annie was there in Brea as well.
She was there for the whole incident. She saw the thing in Brea, and when they were talking shit about Lewis, she was, like, kind of saying, like, just smart shit. Like, Kurt was, like, freaking out, and Christine was kind of going, like, okay, they're both going to be a little, maybe, and Annie's going, no, but Lewis is twirling around inside in Kurt's face trying to make him mad. She was just, like, saying shit.
I'm trying to make Kurt mad. I promise you. I'm not the type of guy.
I love that was the smart shit. He's twirling. He's twirling intelligently inside.
Well, I'm just not,
it's
like.
Enough to piss us off.
I'm not a passive-aggressive guy where I'm going to, like, try to, like, well, let me be a smarmy cunt and get Kurt pissed. Right. No, if I don't like you, I'm just going to tell you I don't like you. And I was trying to avoid a confrontation because I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. So he talks all this shit. So then I fucking come out. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm being a fucking idiot. I'm a little ballsy because it's my show, right? But fuck it. What do you want me to say? Like, I wanted Kurt Metzger to hit me. That was the point of all of this. It doesn't need to get twisted because I'm going through a thing with Kurt Metzger right now. On
you wanted him to hit you. Did you consider trying to date him?
So
that's great.
So this morning he gets up, and or I guess last night he texted me. Let me see. Hold on. Last night he texted me.
Oh God, he's scrolling so up to the far. Text from last night. So give him 30 minutes.
So far up. Holy fuck.
I mean, they've been texting and texting.
By the way, since I got in the car, yeah, Lewis has not said a word. He has just been texting with Kurt this entire fucking time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, wow, look how far up this is.
While you're figuring this out, I should point out, we did have Kurt on a short list of people we really wanted to get on Meme Boys soon. Well, I got to feel like our presence here may have eradicated that
possibility.
I'm
sure he'll do it. I don't want to defend himself. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, and he was very nice to me. I did a show with her last week. So, that's, yeah.
So, okay, so he
goes. Kurt is actually the godfather of Tom. We, Keith and I went down to the the city hall and signed the paperwork. So if anything happens to us, he's going to have to teach Tom how the internet works.
So he writes me last night, dude, you lost that. Like after all this, like after security walks him into an Uber like a bitch. Right. He talks all that shit, then doesn't fucking do anything. Right. Has security walk him and his girlfriend into an Uber because they're just fucking herbs. So then I wrote, yeah, you're a bitch, you talk shit when there's someone between us, blah, blah, blah. Every time I see you, I'm going to try to smack you in your face, you bitch. You keep talking shit and hiding. I said, keep talking shit and hiding behind other men. So then he wrote back this morning, or at 12:30 p.m., he writes back, ha, 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 ha. That was last night. This is this afternoon. He writes, ha, 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 ha. Honest to God, watching you make a fool of yourself like the fuck what you are was so much better than sticking you like your worthless father. I'll talk shit to you. I'll talk to you any way I please, dipshit. So
I like dipshit.
I go and I post. That's why you're dating me, babe. I go and I post a screen grab of that response on social media. Now, look, I'm not fucking posting this rat Kurt Metzger out to the fucking authorities.
And be fair, there's like levels of shit. If he was just like, yo, I'm going to fuck you up. It's like, cool. That's what guys say when they're fighting. I'm going to kill you like your father is.
Like your
super
worthless father.
Shit.
Yeah, no. It's some evil shit.
Yeah, that is straight up Darth Vader nonsense.
So I'm like, I'm going, okay, dude, I'm going to get into a back and forth here. I don't really give a fuck. First of all, it also should be pointed out, I don't know my father. This isn't like, for me, I'm not hurt by the words of like, oh, like my worthless father. You're getting, I never knew my father. My father was murdered when I was 4 years old. But what's bothering me is he's trying to cut deep, right? So the intent of this all is just to cut deep. Like when you're walking down the street with a chick who's not your girlfriend, but some dude catcalls her in front of you, and even though she's not your girlfriend, you're still going like, yeah, you know what? He's still disrespecting me. It has nothing to do with the details of that situation. Like, this is just what it is.
The most important part. Not that he's disrespecting the woman, but that he's disrespecting Lewis. Whoa, you think I couldn't fuck this? I can fuck her if I want.
Yeah, you should never yell at a woman on the street unless you're sure she's alone.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, like, in my mind, I'm going, like, oh, dude, I was like, you're just a shitty dude. What do you want me to say? You're just a fucking shitty dude who's a pussy who now talks shit like you're going so big now. You're so fucking big via text. But when I'm in your face, you shut the fuck up. You're not saying anything. But now not only are you talking shit, but you're talking shit to another level where you're trying to go nuclear. Like, I'm going to say his dad's dead. And now Lewis is going to he's going to lose his shit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck my dad. My dad was probably a piece of shit, dude. He got stabbed outside of a fucking strip club when he had a four-year-old at home. He's probably a fucking scumbag. I'm a better person probably because my dad is not alive. Let me point that fucking out. I really do believe that, okay? But at the same time, he's trying to fucking go there.
This is what it sounds like in Puerto Rican church.
we're gonna take a break from the podcast in a minute, and we'll do the second half when we come home. But I'll make this point. He's trying to bring it to another level. So then I was like, cool, dude. And here's the thing. I know what will bother him because he's getting so fucked on social media. He's been so fucked on Facebook, on Twitter. He's like a shaken man with this shit. So I was like, cool, I'll post this on social media now and let people fucking harass you about it because you want to fucking go there, right? Well, now I'm going to show everyone what a piece of shit you are, and you can deal with the fucking people saying, Kurt, you're a piece of shit, and just pointing it out. There's no part of me that is pretending that Kurt Metzger is just coming out and threatening me, and I'm going, I'm an innocent guy. No. I threatened to beat up Kurt Metzger. I'll make this very clear. I threatened to beat him up. I'm still threatening him to beat him up, okay? There's no part of this, but I'm just saying, I'm pointing out where he would go. This is not the authorities he keeps on writing. He's like, dude, you threatened me first. You know, he's using words like fucking, what are you, corroborated?
After two people threaten to beat each other up, they should just fucking fight.
Yeah, simple as that.
That's what a fight is. People want to, yeah.
But he,
No, you go to San Diego, you talk about it outside of Vons on a podcast.
I'm a better man without my dad being alive. Anyway, here's how I handle a conflict.
But it's
I just have to say we're in a parking lot and the car in front of us for sure thinks we're about to shoot a porn with me. They're all just staring at the mics and like ready to record.
The point that I'm making is that I'm not ratting Kurt Metzger out to be like, look, he's threatening me. I'm also threatening him. And he was like, yeah, you're posting only part of the conversation to make it look like I'm threatening. He was like, are you out of your mind? We talked on the podcast. By the way, on the podcast, you will hear, I told everyone in the crowd, I was like, if he starts winning, jump him. And then I had 80 people cheering that they were going to jump him with me. I'm not pretending to be some fucking goody two-shoes dude. No, I'm pointing out that you're a piece of shit, and I know it bothers him for me to post it on social media. So I'm trying to bother him. Just like he's trying to bother me by posting shit about, by saying shit about my dead parents, that I'm going to bother him. So if he thinks he's going to win the psychological war of who's going to bother who, fuck him. Because last time I said something on the podcast, he got mad and he texted me. He was like, yeah, dude, you're going to talk about it on a podcast and make it public fodder. And then I knew that's what would fuck him up. So I was like, cool, you're going to go there, dude? First thing, screen grab, post it to social media.
Here's what
fuck
I'm worried
him.
About. I'm worried this is going to escalate and then we're going to have to like testify in the Kurt Metzger murder trial.
No.
Because now that we've done this episode, we're liable as witnesses if he fucking just breaks into your house and shanks you with an Emmy.
I mean, look, dude, we'll talk more about what's going on now between me and him, but I'm not like, it's fucking on if I see it, right? I'm not like that, but I'm telling you right now, if I see him and then he starts being a condescending cunt to me, it's just going to escalate very quickly. So I told him, I was like, dude, just fucking keep my name out of your mouth. Let's just move on because it's not going to go anywhere. We're not like, what are we doing here? So, and then he's like, oh, you think I'm not going to talk about the other things you said via text? I was like, dude, and this was him. I was like, I'll post the entire conversation if you want. That's not what I'm trying to do. Both of us, if you look at our entire text conversation, both of us are saying crazy, stupid shit and trying to be fucked up to each other, right? I'll read the entire thing. I think, in my opinion, it sounds kind of petty, us bickering back and forth, right? I just wanted to point out how fucking low he went and what a piece of shit he is.
He called Lewis Brown precious.
You guys are really like William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal for guys that are addicted to methadone. This is like whatever people think. It's so fun to watch all of this shit.
I'm sure it's very entertaining.
It's fantastically entertaining.
We're gonna go in right now. We have this show right now at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Hopefully it went well last night. But we'll come back on the ride home and we'll talk more Kurt Metzger. We'll talk more about our experiences in Los Angeles.
One last question.
Yeah.
Will you fight Kurt for Ellis Mania?
He won't. He's not trying to fucking fight, dude.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
He's a keyboard warrior personified, dude. As soon as he has a keyboard in his hands, he's ready to fucking talk shit. And then when there's somebody in his face, he's shutting the fuck up, looking at his feet. So, look, we'll be back in a little bit. We'll talk more about this and more. Real Ass Podcast. All right, we're back. Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Shay Gomez. Okay, gentlemen and lady, let me just take a moment and talk about one of our amazing sponsors here on the Real Ass Podcast, which is Blue Chew. Blue Chew is such an incredible product. If you guys don't know what it is, BlueChew.com is the website, and it is a male sexual enhancement chewable tablet. It's basically the same ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. So if you want to enhance your sex life, if you want to have see how much more manhood you have inside of you, Blue Chew can help you with this experience. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been using Blue Chew lately. I got my prescription. It was so easy. I went on the website. It took me like 3 minutes to get a prescription, okay? And now it comes in the mail, discreet packaging. I don't have to go to a doctor. I don't have to have that weird conversation. It's awkward, dude. It's not even about, you know, having erectile dysfunction or anything wrong with that. It's just about enhancing your sexual experience. And I'm telling you right now, sex has never been better in my entire life since I started using Blue Chew. BlueChew.com is the website. If you use the promo code RAP, you're going to get your first shipment absolutely free. You just pay $5 shipping. That's it. You get your entire first trial free if you use the promo code RAP at BlueChew.com. I'm telling you right now, guys, you don't even understand how much better sex could possibly be, especially if you guys are out there using rubbers. If you're single, you're out there having safe sex. You know how bad rubber sex is? I hate it. Blue Chew makes it feel like the rubber is flicked across the room and now you're having unbelievable, unprotected sex. That's what it feels like. I'm telling you right now, it makes sex just that much better, okay? BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Get your first trial for free. You just pay $5 shipping. All right, let's get back into the show.
All right, so look, we just did a show. Great job done by all. Everyone fucking killed, laid down the hammers. And, yeah, a lot of fun, man. Great club, La Jolla Comedy Store, great staff, really nice people, great fans that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Infinite CBD was fucking great.
Yeah, but I just want to say to any of your guys' fans that are listening right now, thank you so much for coming out. You guys were fucking great to all the Mean Boys. We loved meeting you guys.
Yeah, you guys all fucking murdered, man. And they were super cool fans, really cool people to hang out afterwards. Smoked Honey came out and hung out. It was fucking fun, man. Really good time. And in the process of all of this, me and Kurt Metzger, I don't exactly know what the hell happened here.
What?
Now I just kind of feel bad.
Oh, because you guys, what, are friends now?
No, we're not friends now. He just texted me a bunch of shit and, like, apologized and shit. You know, for fucking being a cunt. And now I feel bad because I feel like I fucking... I don't know. You know, he's saying shit like he's going to stick me like my worthless father. Is this fucked up? Like I still feel bad about threatening to beat him up now. Even though that's what should happen if you say those words to somebody. You should threaten to beat them up.
I got the go ahead from Tom to talk about this a little bit.
Good.
If we want to do that.
Yeah, well, hold on. Here, all right, let's see what happened here, okay? So, look, we did the show.
Yeah, we do the show. And, again, as Keith said, great time. You guys are a fucking dope crowd. We had a blast. Good hanging with you. Tom, who, I mean, he's called into the Real Ass Podcast before. We were on together in the past. If you don't know him, he is a bumbling goon. He's a brilliant man in his own way, but he's just kind of a dipshit stuck out of time. He starts flirting with these girls outside.
Tom is a little socially awkward, just in general.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. With stand-up, it's a weird thing because you have this, when you're killing, you're confident and you're funny and you're charming. And it is, you know.
He had the juice. He had a good set and he's coming off. He's feeling himself.
You're a caricature of the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like Tom, it's an exaggerated version of the awesome qualities of Tom when he comes off stage. So he's glowing. Tom is glowing.
Yeah.
And when I come outside, Tom is surrounded by three sixes.
Or, as Tom calls them, tens. And it's going well. He's talking to one. I'm kind of like, hey, buddy, she seems pretty into you. Get her Instagram or something. And then Lewis is walking past, and you sort of orchestrated this in a strange way.
Well, here's what happens. I'm very good at recognizing when a woman is into a man, right? I've talked about this on my show plenty of times. Young guys don't really recognize it as much, but the second you get a feeling that a chick is into you, she's in, doggy. I'm telling you, don't discount that feeling. And I'm watching these chicks, and Tom's doing this thing, and the one, I don't even know if the chick's into Tom as much as she's just into getting banged. Because the one girl, I make a joke. I was like, oh, where's the orgy at? She's like, my place. Woo, you guys should all come. And I'm like, oh, shit. Damn. I wish Kim wasn't here. And then, but she was. So then I was like, well, no, Tom, you can stay here, right, Tom? And Tom's like, yeah, I can stay here. And then I was like, oh, if Tom stays, can he crash at your place? And the blonde girl goes, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and this seems like an open and shut situation. And Tom pulled a phone number off this girl while we're in front of the club, which, like, for Tom is the equivalent of, like, doing coke off her butt cheeks. It's the boldest thing he's ever done with a woman, is get a phone number and make a follow-up plan. And then Tom went with the girls, and then, Connor, you want to kind of fill in what happened after that?
All right, so we leave Tom with the girls, we walk back to the car, and Kim says he's going to text us to pick him up in like an hour, isn't he? And I was like, Kim, you don't know this, but you just received a message from the future. And then we get about 20 minutes outside of San Diego, and I see my phone. How far away are you guys? And I'm like, oh, that's not a good sign.
And I love that we all as a group, like, silently agreed, we're not that far away, but we're for sure not going to go pick him up.
We've already been gone for 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. We don't have that kind of time to spare. We're busy people.
We're also in a Prius. Back when Tom got into the car, we didn't. It was like an unspoken thing. We all hated it. It wasn't good. It had nothing to do with Tom. It was more the shape of his body.
Yeah, whoever the last fat guy in the car was going to be the villain of the ride.
Did like better. It just wasn't going to be good. So we all kind of like, yes, when I try to facilitate Tom having an orgy with these three girls, in the back of my mind, I was like, cool, more leg room. Love it. We all win.
Like, it's like, you might get laid, but I definitely won't have to feel you breathe on me for 2 hours.
But the girl said, yes, he can crash at my place. So,
about 20 minutes after that text, I check in. He says, yeah, this is a bad situation. I think I'm just going to go hang out at the Amtrak station. This guy, Tom, went from dear penthouse for him to I'm going to go be homeless for 6 hours in 40 minutes. We hadn't even gotten in and out yet.
And I love that Tom's brain works in such a way where there was no middle ground. There was no, like, oh, I'll just crash on the couch and take the L, or, oh, I'll go to a Denny's. It was immediately, well, I'll go to the most homeless place I can go.
What happened here, though?
He grew fingerless gloves and a boot with a hole in the toe.
Well, yeah, evidently the girl has gotten so drunk that she does not remember asking him to join them. So now he knows nobody. These people think he's just some weirdo fat interloper that has stumbled into their group of friends.
Can you call him, please? Right now on speaker.
Yeah. You can.
Let's not give Connor too many tasks here. He's podcasting. He's driving. He's texting Tom.
We can't call Tom because he's currently in the bar charging his phone, and his plan is, I'm going to stay here and charge my phone as long as I can before they kick me out.
Are the girls still there?
I believe the girls are still there. We're going to keep texting for live updates. And I want you guys to sort of tell us what we should tell him to do.
Yeah, well, I just want to know, so how does he know that the girl doesn't remember he asked? He said, oh, can I crash? And then she said, no.
Apparently the girl who was trying to get him to go to Fuck Party USA took off, I guess.
The blonde?
Here's the problem. I think Tom. Yeah, she was the flitty and
yeah,
whatnot.
She seemed like one of those girls that gets drunk and runs away.
Yeah, she seemed like. And yeah, I think Tom mixed up which one he was allowed to crash with and said
so
the wrong girl.
So now he's telling the one girl, he's like, no, I'm telling you. You told me I can crash. She's like, no, I never said that, buddy. That's aggressive and weird.
Oh, yeah, Tom misadventured his way into a mild assault, I think is what happened. Oh, no. This is a disaster.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the good news, is this is going to stop him from ever trying to change his life ever again. So good news for the Tom Goss fans out there. He's never going to get better or learn how to talk to women.
I mean, the reality is it went from, of course you can crash with me, to he's on his way to a bus station in 1 hour.
Yeah,
it's kind of
amazing.
I don't understand how it possibly went that bad.
It's like the stock market the day before and after Black Tuesday. It's just like, oh, one day we're in the money, and now he's just being practice homeless.
Well, here's what happened, though, because all of that, I know exactly what happened, okay? So he comes off stage, he's confident, they just saw him kill.
He still had that after stage buzz.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it went away as soon as he saw his friends leaving.
They started to pick up on who Tom really was in that amount of time. So, yeah they started to peel away those layers. And they were like, oh, this guy is not successful or confident, or he's not owning the space or the
he doesn't have enough Twitter followers to fight Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, the thing Tom had to do was he had to just pretend for like one more hour that he didn't give a shit about those girls.
Yeah, that was
he had to just be cooler than them. He had to maybe flirt with one of their friends in front of them.
Yeah,
like it had to be a thing.
He should have been calling them sixes to their face.
Yeah,
that's the way.
He's like, well, I've never tried sixes before. This is a downgrade.
He's like, holy shit! You know, if I combine your scores, you guys are like an 18.
Yeah,
they would have loved that. You neg them.
Yeah, and then tell them to figure out who's who. Who's what number?
Yeah.
That makes it 18.
Collectively, you're 17. Who's the off number?
You guys figure it out.
Yeah. So I really feel like those bitches, one of them should fuck him.
They owe him.
That's the difference between men and women. A man would just fuck that chick.
I mean, minimum, they should at least give him a ride to the train station.
I like that we all found out that Kim is the Stacey Dash of feminism right now. Like, you should turn loose a little something for fucking Hagrid over here. I mean, he's sleeping on a bus station because of you.
I mean, isn't like a 3-minute hand job that you don't even make eye contact during worth not feeling guilty in the morning?
Yeah, seriously. And to be honest with you, who gives a shit? A hand job's kind of funny. Isn't it kind of funny to just jerk a guy off?
Yeah, it makes a funny noise. There's a mess at the end. It's a hilarious situation.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get Tom on the phone, and then I want to talk to these bitches. Tell Tom to call us right now. Tell Tom to call us, and we're going to have a conversation.
I'm working on it.
Get him on the phone, because then we got to get this girl on the phone. We got to convince her to get him back in his bed. I bet we could do it through the phone.
I bet you right now I will get this girl
you'll get a free ticket to the next comedy show.
I will make this girl fuck Tom.
We're going to raise her via phone.
Just using the power of my voice.
This is what Louie did, I think.
This is rough. What? It's going to be rough. She doesn't fuck him. She doesn't know, man. You're opening up a can of worms. This guy's got blue balls.
He's all fucking...
It's all pent up.
The vague threats of sexual violence made by Louis Gomez do not represent the views of the Mean Boys podcast.
Louis
Starburns Audio.
J. Gomez.
Okay, whatever.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I will say I do love San Diego. Very good-looking people here in San Diego. Older people, they're all good-looking. Everyone, dude.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I came to San Diego. That's one thing that I thought. It was like 70-year-old men jogging on the beach, and I was like, these guys are fucking gorgeous. So, I got no problem with it. All right, so Kurt Metzger update. What am I supposed to say here? He started texting me, like, at length. And it's been like a roller coaster of emotions.
I think he owes you some pussy. Personally, I think that you are entitled to a little bit of Armenia. What is Kurt? Is he just white?
Like Italian, I think.
Well, why does he look like that? Because that should be diluted with something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad about the whole situation, but fuck that, dude. You know, it's like, he's not seeing, I think in his version of the events, like, I just started fucking yelling at him because he lit me. In my version of the events, he's been kind of a dickhead for fucking years. You know, he's kind of been shitty and dismissive for years. And that was kind of the final straw. So, but at this point, he's apologized a bunch, and now I kind of just feel guilty because, you know, I'm not fucking... I don't know. I have a weird thing. Like, guys aren't built that way. Is Tom calling?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to him here. Give me.
Hey. Well, hold up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Is this picking up on Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You're on speaker.
What's up?
Tom. How we at?
Tom, what's going on, dude? How's it going out there in the fucking field?
Okay. So basically, what happened is the girl and you guys. So she was like brushing up on me, and she like kissed me on the cheek and all that shit, and then. I get over here, and she was way drunker than she came off, because she came off, like, a little tipsy, and then I think she, like, came to and realized how drunk she was, got very standoffish with me. They're gone now.
Tom, I roofied her drink. It's going to kick in any minute. You need to get her.
Tell her for that. She's super gone.
Hold on. Slow back up. So time out. Tom.
Hold up.
Tom, listen. Back up here now. What happened here? The blonde girl said to me.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, listen. The blonde girl said to me, Tom can sleep over my place.
Yes. So I asked, can you still put my sleep over you guys? And then the one girl was just like, oh, I never said you could. And I was like, okay, I'll just take a train home. And then they drove off.
Which girl? Which girl said that she never said that?
The blonde girl didn't say anything. She just kind of looked at me. And then the girl who was fucking up on me... the one who said, I never said that you could come over.
Well, that girl never said that. She was being 100% honest.
She was. But the other girl didn't say anything.
But why didn't you throw it on that other girl, and why didn't you be like, oh, no, you said I can crash at your place?
Because I don't want to be pushy.
Tom, you're sleeping in a train station tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell that the one girl was freaked out by the situation. And I didn't want to freak her out anymore. Like, I felt bad because it seemed like she was... I didn't realize she was that drunk. I thought she was just tipsy. It turns out she was that drunk. And then I was like, oh, she is still going to be creeped out by my presence. So I don't want to... That situation sounds awful. And I'm more comfortable around crazy people than uncomfortable women. So I figured I'd just sleep at the train station.
Tom, I want to look, Doug. I don't know what happened here. We left you, and in an hour, everything fell apart. I don't know. It's funnier this way, but I do feel bad.
I mean, I should have just went with you guys.
No, I still don't feel that bad. Like, we got a lot of leg room now, but
it was incredibly awkward. And at one point, I was like, do you not remember asking me to come along? And then that's when I was just like, oh, this sucks. I think she mentioned that she had a dude or something. I was like, oh, this was a miscommunication that I don't feel like is on me, but it was a miscommunication.
I promise you it's on you.
I mean, he says he promises it was on you. I'm confused because it really looked clearly like she was like, super into you, and how it shifted like so quickly is baffling.
Did you remind her that you were the one on the show?
Hang on, Kim has a question.
Did you remind her that you were the one on the show?
No, I didn't. Well, no, there were some people who were also on the show who kept coming up to me and talking about the show. There were like other dudes who went to the show who were at the bar, and so she knew I was on the show because the dudes kept coming up to talk to me.
You know, you should have just...
I did comedy tonight. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't do that.
You should have just did your act again.
What's that?
I said you should have just did your act again instead of doing your jokes.
This lady would have fucked you if you reminded her that you're retarded. This is the plan we've been explaining to you for years.
She never forgot he was retarded.
I'm going to figure out... I guess I'll take a Uber or something to the train station. It's probably like... 5 miles away.
Oh, Tom. I have a feeling.
This is every day with Tom.
I have a feeling Tom's not going to make it to the train station in an Uber without anything.
Yeah, this is one of the best dates you've been on, buddy.
Yeah, man, I'm not. I mean, here's the thing is, like, I would have felt weird and creepy if I stayed over because she's super decadent. She super did not want me to do that, and the other girl didn't jump in, so I was just like, I don't want to be in that position, they don't want me in that position, so I'm just
you're doing the right thing. It's a classic Tom maneuver where you do the ethically correct thing and it does nothing but make your life a little bit worse.
Yeah, no, fuck that, dude. Tom, there's nothing illegal about creepily staring at a woman on her couch. You can breathe. I'm pretty sure you can even jerk off in her bathroom. Legally. I don't think there's anything illegal about jerking off. into a toilet bowl. I don't think that they can tell you what type of liquid you can shoot out of your body. Okay? So I say go find them and fucking sleep on that couch.
All right. Jerry in Omaha, you're on the air with legal expert Louis J. Gomez.
Oh, yeah, Louis. I might have killed something that might be a kid, might be a raccoon. I'm scared to look.
All right. First of all, what was it wearing? What was it wearing?
I was wearing, I don't remember, mostly my tires by the end of it.
All right, Tom, good luck with your night, dude. If you need us anymore, call us.
But we will not do anything to actually help you.
Yeah, yeah, no, this really sucks. Have a good day. Looked up the review of the train stations, and all of them were like, do not bring your kids, there is dangerous. So I'm going to go ahead and wait till the bar closes and then Uber over there, so...
All right. Well, there you go, guys. Tom Goss, he's going to hopefully live.
Thankfully, he's got a lot of smoked honey products to get him through the night. I mean, yeah, he's going to
be... Or get robbed by homeless.
That's also a good point. Yeah. I was trying to do a plug for you, but I mean, if you also want to say that it's a good way to get robbed, it's your deal.
Well,
you know?
it's like holy meat in your pocket. Like a dog is going to attack you if you do it.
Oh, I was giving the mic to Kim, but she's asleep.
Kim's sleeping. This podcast is fucking falling apart right now.
Yeah.
Listen to me. This has been a great show. We did a little bit of a road show. It is the Real Ass Podcast.
Great team, strong.
Go download the Me and Boys podcast. These guys are fucking incredible. They do a great job. They're great stand-up comedians, very hard workers. Make sure you check out Kimberly's podcast, the Subway Creatures podcast, and Broad Topics. And, yeah, listen.
Can I just say October 28th, we're doing a show in Los Angeles for Halloween. Hall of Mean, where do we think of that? At Echoes on Pico at 9:30. Tickets are on sale right now. Go on our Twitter if you want to check those out.
Yeah, if you guys are in L.A., go check these guys out. They're so fucking funny. You guys probably know them already because they're killing it. And if you don't, go support them and let them know that the Real Ass Podcast and the Guest Digital Network sent you. I'll be back. I think I'm going to do another bonus show this weekend. We'll get another one out this weekend. I know I'm behind right now. I'm making up episodes right now. More will be coming. What happened with Tom? Another Tom update?
He just wrote, this sucks, and ha, 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 you guys hung up on me mid-sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Tom Goss, Keith Carey, Connor McSpadden, Kim Congdon, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. We'll check you on Monday.